We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts in the studio, as always, with Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone? I want to give a shout-out to Devin Moore.
Devin Moore?
Mm-hmm. He's a listener.
He's a listener?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
As a matter of fact, he just messaged.
Really?
Yes. That's Hot Rods and Happy Hours. So if you want to send a message over. We'll try to answer you.
Hey, Devin. How are you?
Just
kidding. Then, of course,
Mr. Moore.
And then, of course, we have. I'm looking at him and I'm trying to describe him. He kind of looks like a stick of roll-on deodorant without the top, with a smile. Tim Greer.
That's right, and I'm here.
That's me. And of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio,
both of them,
in the studio. So we're talking about grocery getters, and we got talking about minivans in the last segment. You know, the funniest minivan story ever is the story of Lee Iacocca, which Lee Iacocca was an automotive icon. So Lee Iacocca worked for Ford. You know, he was a Mustang man and all this stuff. So he comes to Ford in the very early 80s, and he says, guys, I got the best idea ever. Let's make a front-wheel drive van. For families, it'll have a flat floorboard, and they laughed him out of the boardroom. Like, literally shunned him for this. So Lee Iacocca packs up his pencils, screw you guys, and he goes to Chrysler, pitches the same thing to them, and they loved it. Best-selling vehicle probably of all time. The Caravan.
And help Chrysler get out of
debt. Yeah, well, yeah, save Chrysler. But you got to think about with that one van. And you got to think about those things when they first came out. Like, they were uber popular. Like, everybody's mom had one.
Pretty much.
And they had, like, different ones. Like, they had the Woody Wagon ones. And then they had the ones with the hubcaps. They had turbo four-cylinder ones. They had the sporty ones. They had the kind of work ones. Had a little bit of everything. Town and Country, if you was hoity-toity. Or they had, like, the SE Caravan, if you were just, like, you know, working.
For me, they're going to have a Forrest Gump moment. They had the turbo ones.
The turbo ones. But they had several different types and all that stuff. I mean, they were popular.
He just died July the 2nd.
Yes, he did. Iacocca.
And, you know, and believe it or not, in the price range, they were not bad when they came out.
Well, yeah, I mean, they kept them competitive. I mean, over the years, everything got expensive. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, I mean, that was the selling thing of a minivan. It was, you know, like all the moms hated them, but they all ended up with one. You ever notice that?
Dual
I don't want to be a minivan mom.
Dual sliding doors on both sides, you know.
Well, now they do. At the time,
they only had one sliding door at the time, but then it went to two double sliding doors.
Well, then they had power sliding doors and stow and go, and we had all these options. I mean,
we're going to open the hatch where you just kick the bumper.
Exactly. You know, or you don't kick the bumper. You just wave your foot under it. Match
got a sensor. No,
that's assuming that it actually worked. Then it didn't work. You got mad at it and you kicked it.
Well.
But, yeah, the whole minivan craze. But, yeah, you know, and then, like you say, a lot of your sound guys got a hold of them, and they – put their big sound systems.
Well, then everybody starts jumping on board. So Ford comes out with the Aerostar.
Probably
first.
One of the worst vans ever made.
The Aerostar.
There's no doubt about it. That was the worst minivan ever made.
I don't know. The Windstar, I think, might have been worse than the Aerostar. But, and then, of course, Chevrolet had the Astro. And then they went from the best van ever to the worst van ever. Remember the Lumina APVs?
Yes.
Yep.
Those things are horrible.
Had a 4-foot dash.
Oh, man. Those things were hideous.
The windshield. You could
put three kids on a dash.
The windshields were so long on those things.
Well, you know, they had the Pontiac Transport, the Lumina APV. It was just the Pontiac and Chevrolet version of those.
Yep.
But the thing that was crazy, I'll never forget, I bought one of those things at the night sale for $300, and it was running for $300. And I'm like, man, this thing ain't got a dent in it nowhere. It's plastic. All the body panels were on it.
Yep.
It's like a Saturn.
Yep.
So I got it, and the transmission was slipping, and it, I mean, it was just junk. But it was full of DirecTV, like, cable boxes. I sold the cable boxes out of the back for more than the van.
That's funny.
For a minute there, I
thought that's how I bailed out of it.
For a minute there, I thought you could say it was full of Cheerios.
No. Which most minivans usually are.
Yep.
That's another thing. Do you remember? Oh, God, I used to hate taking. Ugh. I used to hate taking mom trades. Mom trades are the worst trades. Oh, ground up French fries in the floorboard, that's right. Crayons.
You'd never know what you're going to find.
I would rather buy a car off a single dude or buy a car off anybody other than a soccer mom van. Like, I never forget, like, we buy them in a sale, like, you didn't want to dig between the seats because, like, you touch something, it's gooey, you know? Like, yeah.
I ran into that with audio installs.
Gummy bears.
They would come in, they want DVD players put in and stuff like that. So you're taking interior panels off, you're taking seats out, and, yeah, it's gum, sticky, who knows what.
Kids are disgusting. I've just come to that conclusion, you know?
They really are, especially if parents don't pay attention to them.
I mean, you know, I mean, it's just... it's just gross. And they all kind of got that weird smell. You know, it's like, it's not necessarily a bad smell, but it's not a good one either. You know, it's like a mixture of like gummy bears and old French fries and plastic. I don't know. It's a weird smell, you know, they all had. But like I used to hate getting those vans. So I bought one time with a DVD player in it. And this, I swear, right hand up, was not any of my doings. But, you know, I didn't check everything. Keep in mind, you know, I was small time. You know, I'm buying these things. I was a guy that was I was a guy that was buying them. I was a guy that was cleaning them up. I was a guy that was selling them, you know? And, like, I'd clean these things up. I'll never forget somebody started the DVD player, and there was not a kid-oriented movie in there.
Oh, wow. Mean,
somebody was having adult time in the van, you know?
In all of the audio or all the, like, video installs that I did over a period of years, anytime somebody come back and say, hey, my wireless headphones aren't working or this, you know, whatever, they come in. No joke, 60% of the time, it was a not G-rated flick that was in that
exactly.
Player.
What are you doing in the van? That's what I want to know. But you know what, though? Out of all the bad things that probably have that the kids did with, like, minivans, can you imagine, like, the hippie vans back in the 70s with, like, water beds in them?
Ooh, wow.
Those are probably worse, I would say.
Yeah.
Way worse.
Yeah.
There may have been some consumables that you might find in there.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. There's some other things that start with V that you might find in the back of that van, like VD or something, you know? I mean, people were gross back then. Like, I was watching, like, an episode of Counting Cars, and, like, Danny Coker's really big into the whole van thing.
He is, very. Especially Sydney.
And, like, he comes rolling up, and these things got, like, shag carpet. I mean, do you realize how many germs you can put in shag carpet? I mean, it's like a damn sponge, you know? And they thought that was, and they covered everything in it.
Walls, roof, floor.
Yeah, that's what you want to roll around in.
I got a 70 model with the original interior in it.
Do you realize how many babies were probably made in that thing?
Well, it's a one owner, and I didn't have no kids.
He loaned it out.
It's still possible.
Yep.
Could you imagine being a father back in the day and that pulled up in front of your house? You're not taking my daughter out. Hey!
It's like on that 70s show. They had one of the – Kelso had a van like that.
Hey, Mr. Greer, I'm here to pick up your daughter. Not that.
Sorry, me, I'd probably say, man, that's a cool van. I'm going to ride with you.
I'm riding with you.
Sir, I can't help but notice the van is, in fact, a rockin'.
Yeah, that was saying, the van's a rockin', don't come a knocking. Really, the best bumper sticker I ever ran on a van was actually on an Astro van. This is back in my cruising days. There was a flip-flop, candy-painted, like gold, purple, green Astro van. And on the back glass, it had gold Dayton's on it. And on the back glass, don't laugh, your daughter's been in here.
Wow.
That's epic.
And where was this at now?
Cruising around in Chesney.
And, really?
And this has got to be mid to late 90s when this happened.
This was late 90s.
Yeah, that's period correct.
Yes. Gold Dayton's on like a 88 Astro painted with flip-flop.
Mustang paint.
Prismatic, something like that.
Yeah.
Chameleon.
And if you're listening to the show and you drove this van, hook us up with the Daytons.
Yeah. Please call. Please call.
We need the Daytons.
We need to talk to you.
We need to talk about the Daytons.
We need to talk about that. I tell you what we got to talk about right now is this commercial break.
Yes, sir.
We got to stop talking. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about grocery getters right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on one.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys, look, we're Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel / all around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on?
And, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the Junkyard Jewel, Tim Greer.
What's going on?
I'm going to punch in the mouth, Tim. Right square in the jaw. And, of course, we have Sean from EMF
What's
Autos.
What's going on, guys?
Come on, guys. And we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them.
Both of them. So, we're talking about grocery getters. And so, basically, grocery getters boils down to mom rides. And then we got talking about minivans. And then we got talking about Jeeps. And so we got talking about Jeep Cherokees. And you're talking about how people love the parts off of them.
Oh, yeah.
And then Kobe got talking about a wrecked one. And they sold it off. People build trail rigs out of it. And then Sean said, and they're good for SPL, which are sound competitions. And I said, they're not good for AAA, though.
No, they're not.
Oh, that was epic. I'm sorry. We had to save that one for right here. That was just a good line.
That was a good
one. Anytime you can make a good stab,
I don't believe AAA will let you buy a policy if you have one.
Yeah, but,
what kind of car you driving?
I wonder if the extended warranty people call those guys. No,
yeah, probably not.
They're on the blacklist. No, don't call them.
I got a warranty on it.
You damn right. We'll take you up on it. Hell, this thing's sitting right now.
I got a good one for you guys. If y'all were going to go get groceries and play Mr. Mom or whatever, what would be your ride? Tim?
My all-time favorite is going to be the Roadmaster Wagon, but I guess I had to stick with the one I got right now, which would be the Trailblazer SS. Is that considered a grocery getter factor?
It is grocery getter-ish. Yep.
Ish.
Sure. While I am also a huge fan of the Roadmaster and a huge fan of the Astro, and they're my two all-time classics, they don't have the comfort and the features for my mile-and-a-half drive to the grocery store like what I drove here I know Tim hates.
Yeah.
But Hot rod hypocrite.
It's my 550-horsepower four-door.
There's nothing worse than having your ice cream melt before you get back from the store.
my four-door Mercedes that looks like every other Mercedes on the road, but it is 550 horsepower, so it's still fun when I get my groceries.
You know, see, that's the thing. You know, if you're kind of bacheloring it, you know, I mean, you don't need a lot of C4 Corvette's the best one ever. I mean, that car's perfect. I mean, all I need is a box of Little Debbie's and a pack of Marlboros. Hell, green the old carton of Marlboros, and are you good for the week?
Well, some of us actually do cook, so we actually have
I cook. You know, I actually have some Facebook Live videos I did cooking with Rob.
Yeah, I remember them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can cook.
I got volunteer friends at the fire department that had to rush to his house.
Hey, you know what? Those are nice guys, okay?
You, Piedmont Park Fire Department.
You know, no, I promise you.
She was burning up your mama's Christmas presents.
Crap, I forgot to take mama's present out.
So in the Cooking with Rob segments, how many microwaves did you use?
None.
I'm shocked.
None. No, I'm not a microwave cook. I'm old school.
He likes opening up the box of Pop-Tarts.
Listen. I can work a George Foreman like no other.
Yeah, I remember seeing that video.
George Foreman's an ingenious device.
Them are the best things for grilled cheese sandwiches.
Sandwiches?
Awesome.
Grilled cheese sandwiches. George Foreman's, I mean, they're easy. Now they got the ones like the little plates click out of them so you can like throw them in a dishwasher. It's super easy. Old George, what will you think of next?
He's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I really didn't follow his boxing career, but I'm going to tell you something. That damn grill, half the boxer he was as a grill maker.
I feel like you're hoping somebody's listening and you start getting gifts in the mail.
Exactly.
So yours
would send
be
us one, George.
So yours would be the C4 Corvette?
I would take a C4 Corvette because you know why? Because then you could find a mama with a mama wagon that could go to the grocery store for you.
That probably would be true.
That is true.
Or you could be dating the cashier at the grocery store.
Yeah. Why go cash it? Why don't you go to the manager? Maybe you get hooked up on the deals ahead of time.
I don't know. I'm old school. Last time I was a grocery store manager,
if you can pull off picking up a woman in a 92 model Buick Roadmaster wagon wood on the side, then you are the master.
Oh, I'll promise you that. You are.
I love them cars.
If you get a woman in the back of a 92 Buick Roadmaster and not against her will, yeah. If she doesn't have duct tape handcuffs on.
I will tell you one thing. A double mattress will fit in the back of it. A double mattress will fit in the back of a Roadmaster with the seats down.
Wow.
Don't ask me how I know that.
Stop. No. I will never look at a road. I'll see a Roadmaster driving to a ditch. Thanks, Tim.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to go with the Ford Taurus SHO.
A Taurus SHO. Now, especially the first ones.
Yes. The first
ones. The 5-speed.
Yep. Now, yeah, that was pretty neat.
I will tell you the one thing that I did not like about that car is the clutch. If you've driven one, you know the clutch, you think it's done, and then it starts going the other direction upwards, and you're like, this is awkward.
I got the best. I've only drove one SHO Taurus in my life. But there's one that sticks out in my mind that I saw probably 300 times. So back in my car dealing days, I used to love going to the night sale. That was my favorite thing, to watch the trash go through the night sale. And they had car lots all over the state, North Carolina, Georgia, would drop cars. They would just bring cars in. They weren't there. And they would just run them in. They had a number, you know, hey, if it brings anything close to this, call us, you know. And there were trade-ins, and, you know, the cars would just sit out back, and they'd jump them off and drive them through every week and just see what they bring. There was a Ford Taurus there, SHO, and it had to be the very first one ever made. And it looked like it was drug out of a lake. Like it had mildew stains down the sides of it, and the tires were half flat. I know every Tuesday and Thursday night for a damn year, this damn Taurus drove through that auction, and the same guy bid $200 on it every time. And they wouldn't take it. And the auctioneer finally said, damn it, will somebody buy this car? Said, it can't be that bad. It has drug itself through here 365 times. And it can't be that bad, you know.
Well, now it's got an extra 300 miles on it.
Exactly. But, and you know what, to my knowledge, I think it was still there the last time I went to the auction.
$201. Probably there now.
$201, Bob.
$205.
But, yeah, the SHO Taurus would be mine. That would be... You know, you can go get groceries.
You know, Conan, he has
one. Yes.
Not the barbarian, no, but the ginger.
O'Brien.
Yeah.
Conan O'Brien.
Not Conan the barbarian.
Now, that was a very good sounding car because Yamaha was so deep into it.
Yep.
Right. But it's a very expensive car, too, if something happened to that Yamaha engine.
The Yo Mama
engine of that thing. That was, but then the round body SHOs came out, and I liked the way they looked, but they were kind of like crappy Tauruses.
I traded
and that's why the State Patrol has them.
The round body Taurus? No, not the new ones. No, the
one in between.
Yeah, the ones that's kind of shaped like a bar of soap.
Oh, yes. Yeah, those.
It looked like a pregnant killer whale.
I traded I think it was an 84 or 85 Firebird for a Taurus SHO. Pretty nice. I had fun with the car.
A Firebird?
A Firebird. Six-cylinder Firebird.
Whew, I don't know which is worse.
I know. Now you know why I traded.
I know what's bad is these commercial breaks.
Yes, we got to do another one.
Guys,
not again.
I know. Guys, hang tight. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel / all-around cool car guy.
What's going on?
Miller.
What's going on, Rob? I jumped the gun on that one.
I'm going to have you take a run of red light.
I know, I did on that one.
Stop.
But while we're talking about that, I'm going to keep with the theme about listeners. Give a shout-out to Fred Timmons.
Fred Timmons is my buddy.
Yep.
That's my buddy. I talk to Fred all the time. He's a good guy. Good guy. Great listener. Good friend.
Yep. So we're going to keep on that train tonight.
I like that. And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Greer.
That's me.
That's you.
And I ain't going to shout out to nobody.
Nunions. Nunions. Then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Them squared. That's two of them.
That is two of them. Anyway, so we're talking about... grocery getters, mama cars,
yes.
Thanksgiving, riding around. You know, Tim keeps talking about the Roadmaster. And I think the Roadmaster is probably the ultimate family car. But it was like the ultimate, I mean, it was the vacation car. It was everything car. It did, I mean, it did everything good.
I don't
except pick up chicks.
I don't had a good about, motor, had small block Chevrolet. I mean,
I don't know about the ultimate. The family, I wouldn't go that far.
The family
right,
truckster.
So what would be the ultimate?
The family truckster.
The family yeah. truckster. If I you would, think you hate it now, just wait till you drive it.
The ultimate to me is like the Mark III conversion van. That would be the ultimate. Luxury.
Whatever room. Happened to conversion vans?
They're on their way back. They are on their way back.
Hell, they got to make vans first.
Well, no, they are making
vans now. Yeah,
they are
now. With them Mercedes.
Sprinters yep. and yep. the Transits and all that.
Yep. Because Snow, my buddy that owns Mark III down in Florida, they're still in business.
His name is Snow.
In
and
Florida.
He lives in Florida.
Yes. Long
story. So you're saying there is snow in Florida?
There is a snow in Florida. And that is his true name.
And it may not melt.
That's on his driver's license.
That's on
What's his birthday?
I don't know.
What's his middle name?
I don't Flurry? Know. I know his last name. Mitchell is his last name.
So is his Mick Snow? Or
Snow Mitchell is his last name.
So it's not Mick Flurry.
He owns Mark III Enterprises. Him and his brother does. His father passed away.
Now, I think it would be really cool to see some tricked out Transits. And I mean, like, some of the Sprinters are cool. Some of those are pimp. I like them.
You know, yeah, well, it's not so much a conversion van because they didn't convert so much. They didn't put the bubble top and that kind of thing. They just took the van and then put the nice luxury stuff in.
Yeah, they bought all the luxury interior in and all that.
They cut the roof. The roofs did get cut off, and they put a fiberglass roof on it on 99.9% of them. You know, the actual right around the line, it actually came off, and then they epoxied a new fiberglass roof, which was raised, which held the TV and the skylights and all that in there. And then they had
that's where you put your mood lighting.
Like literally,
can't have a conversion van.
It made it where you
can
stand
lighting.
Up.
Yeah, and I mean, when they went down the assembly line, I remember going with them there, like in high school and out of high school. You know, going to their shop or whatever, and they had like little stations. Like the one section did the roof, other section the guy had the console that went in it that held like the little table bar thing, and then he put in the swivel seats.
So what's your job? I put in the table bars.
You know, but that was the job.
I put in the 9-inch color TV.
So there was an assembly exactly. line, or they assembled them all in one spot?
No, there was actually like 10 workstations that it yeah. went down. And then in the front, you would say that. It's kind of funny. They had like a scratch and dent area. And, you know, as a younger kid, as a customizer, you can go in there and get some cool stuff real cheap, like the 9-inch color television. The VH, well, you know, back then that was big. 12-volt, 9-inch color TV was hot to put in a mini truck or something.
A 9-inch.
I remember when Dale Earnhardt got killed, I was sitting in a custom van and looking at the TV just yeah. like you're talking about.
And then, you know, and then they had the...
That was 2001, Tim.
That's exactly right.
They had flat screens in. You're still...
I was in a custom van. It was an older van.
Like I can tell. Yeah.
But, you know, they did. You could go in there and you could buy the mood lighting, you know, let's say a pack of four of them little mood lighters that you could put in your, you know, let's say your topper truck, your S10 or whatever, you can put them along the top, you know, to shine down cool for like $5.
You know, map lights. Yes. Who the hell uses those things to read a map?
Exactly. Well, first you have to have a map.
Well, that, but you know what they go, you got to have map lights. Why the hell do you need 12 of them?
You know, but.
How many navigators do we have in this thing?
You could buy all kinds of cool stuff in that, you know, that they put on the vehicle.
Or the motorized, the back seat that was motorized that yep. folded down.
To a full-size yep. bed.
That's kind of creeper. Yep. I'm a little bit, be like, hey.
How you doing?
Yeah, but to me, the ultimate is like a Mark III conversion van.
Those were cool. You got to have the flares.
Yes.
And he was not paid for that shout-out.
No,
I was not.
So white letter, and it has to have white letter tires on it.
Yep. Well, see, a lot of times at that time,
10-inch wheels,
and you know this,
running boards
at the same time, running boards exactly
on a van that sits 6 inches off the ground. You got to have a set of running boards on it,
right? And
it's necessity,
and with the faded paint job.
You ever seen them do the paint faded paint
job? Oh yes, yes, sir.
It's really, really neat to see. Like, it's very complicated. If you ever try to fix one of those trucks that are wrecked,
yep,
to replicate that. But do you really know how they did it?
Do you want me to tell you how they did it on the Mark III vans?
I know exactly how they did it.
In the paint booth, they had guns that were permanently mounted to the wall at a certain angle, and there was a roller.
They're on runners.
That
and
pulled
it them down.
Yep, and it went. It sprayed it as it went
and
through.
And I put that center section, that tie-in color in the middle.
Yep.
It's actually ingenious, really, if you think about it.
Come out the other end, done.
Now, the other thing that was always on conversion vans, and I never understood why, there's always a ladder on one of the doors, and you never put anything on that roof.
Yeah, who the hell's going to put it high?
Yeah. On a fiberglass roof.
On a fiberglass roof. What are you going to put up there?
Why is there a ladder?
I'm not sure. I could ask.
It's the truth.
Call Snow and ask him right now.
Call Drizzle and say, hey, listen. Call Rain.
Inquiry minds want to know.
But I don't know.
I wonder if like he went with like a precipitation for all his kids' names. Was any of those Rain?
His brother's name is John. I mean, normal.
How the hell do you go from Snow to John?
Could have had somebody named Misty. You don't know.
I'm telling you.
I don't know. He only had two brothers, and I don't remember if I ever remember his mom. But.
Cold front and warm front.
Yeah. But.
Hey, he named his kids after what he was doing that day. You know, I was on the John.
Or I was playing
when this was born, and it was snowing when this was born.
I'm not
from Miami. It might have been a different snow.
It's kind of like the Alaskan Bush people, how they go about naming their kids. Oak tree. Those kids are weird. There's one of them named Rain.
Yeah, that is. Them people are weird.
I have a friend whose kid's named Rain.
You have a friend that his kid is named Rain.
She.
Well, I mean, it's trendy now. You know, back in the day, like, Michelle was a popular name. Now it's Rain.
Now you're lucky. You might even have one called Stovetop or something. Who knows?
Oh, Stovetop coming.
Now, I have actually seen people named Orangelo, and it's spelled how you think.
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've heard that story before. That must be a Spartanburg thing.
I have no idea.
Because I always heard that story out of Spartanburg. And you're from Spartanburg.
Well, I've lived in... I don't claim...
No, probably talking about the same person.
Probably the same
one person.
That guy gets around because everybody knows him.
If you talk to a registered nurse in any hospital, they will tell you the weirdest names that they come across.
Well, obviously.
They see 3,000 of them a day.
So, you know, the conversion vans were cool. And I don't see them coming back like they did. I see them coming back like really plush insides.
Yeah.
And not as wide.
You know, they're going to be leather.
The paint
fade
is never coming back.
It's more like a coach thing where you have a driver and you're hanging out.
What took me about the paint fade is everyone tried to duplicate it.
Yeah.
Horribly, usually. Like you would see like a 73 deuce and a quarter Buick. With the, you know, like,
all wavy,
like
I did
with a Krylon can down the side of it.
Looks faded. Like the ocean. Waves going through.
I live by the coast. It's how I view the ocean. It's fine. That's how I meant to do that.
I meant it to look like that. It's patina.
But yeah, like you're saying, I see them coming back, but they're going to be, like you say, plush with leather. I mean, all the bells
and
whistles.
Well, they got the Sprinters. I mean,
they're
they're
making limousines out of them. So
like private jets and stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of times, like, and I've seen them on the internet, like in, you know, big cities, New York and all them, they actually have took them coach ones and made mobile business offices out of them. Where, you know, they're
internet, Wi-Fi,
all that, and they get in there and they do business in them as they're driving around.
And Tracy Morgan will tell you that if a Walmart semi hits you, they're not that great for getting hit in.
Well, I won't fit in a little secret. Vans in general are not that great for getting hit in.
I knew some women had a business in a van one time.
Yeah, but I don't think it was the same business Tracy Morgan was in.
A different kind of business.
It was a funny business, but not the same kind.
That's right.
But, you know, vans are very dangerous vehicles on several ways. Yeah, think about it. You ever drive a van down a windy road, like down the interstate when it's windy outside?
Yes, but I did find if you put 2,500 pounds in the back, it's not affected as much.
Well, I mean, if you put enough counterweight in anything, it's going to help.
Yeah, they're very top heavy. They're very flat broadside.
Yeah. Yeah. God, it's kind of like you described my first wife a little bit. But anyway, I tell you, we got to take a commercial break. Guys, we're talking all about custom vans and dudes named Snow right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour in the studio. We have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Snow Greer.
Legendary.
You legend. And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them.
Both. So we're talking about grocery getters. So now, Tim, you were talking about your mama went from a 68 Impala that was like basically got hand-me-downs from grandma.
Yep.
So we went from Impala to a Chevette.
Yep.
That's a big transition.
Yep. Well, that's in the mid-80s when, you know, the gas crunch or whatever.
Yeah. And then we went from that back to a big Cadillac.
To a Cadillac. To a Brougham.
A Brougham.
Yep.
And then, Cubby, we rode around in a Velari.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yeah, because my mom has never drove a day in her life.
That's crazy.
Never even sat behind a wheel of a car. So, and my parents and us, we all lived on a big horse farm. So my parents, my dad and grandpa never left. So if we were going somewhere, it was going to be with my aunt. She had a Velari station wagon. Then it started to die on her. And I remember because I rode with her because we were out in town, me and my cousin. And she seen a Pontiac dealership. So she wheels in there because, you know, she's like, oh, I'm like thinking about getting a new car. We pull up. Guy comes out. He goes, I'll give you $500 for your station wagon. And I can put you in that right over there. Lo and behold, guess what it was? Probably the worst Pontiac ever made. A Pontiac 6000 LE.
Have you ever seen an Aztec?
Well, I think that was after the Pontiac 6000, was it?
It was.
Okay. Well, at the time, it was probably the worst. It was like a burgundy brown.
I think
color.
Every Pontiac 6000 LE was burgundy.
Yeah.
My friend had one that was blue.
With the
special order, I see.
The burgundy brown interior, you know. It was her happiest day of her life. She signed for it, and off we go. You know, we thought we were cool for about 3 miles, you know, and then it started giving her problems. But
it's the 80s were not a good year for GM cars like that.
She kept that car a long time, put a lot of money in that car, paid it off, and then I think later on down the road she ended up getting rid of it, and I can't remember exactly what she got. But
so now, Shauna, you're talking about your parents brought Pontiac station wagons.
Yeah, so before my time, their first one they had was, I think, a 73. And they rocked that out for some time until 79. I came around in 81. So they had that one. I remember that one as a very young child. That was a rear-facing seat in the back. Gargantuan, just massive Pontiac wagon. And I don't remember a lot about that one, but I do remember a little bit. And then they moved into the first Astro. That's where it
Astro
started.
Astro 1.
See, they had two Astros, and I've had two Astros, and I still have the one. But I think that's where it comes from, is I grew up, I wasn't getting a Pontiac wagon.
No.
Like, that wasn't happening.
It's hanging on to your childhood.
I had one of them, too, all-wheel drive.
All wheels.
All-wheel drive Astro van.
I mean, is that a really good setup on those things?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I was always curious to see if it was actually
Wanted to build a sleeper out of one. You know, like a nitrous motor or some turbo
supercharged
deal.
Or
yeah. There's put the baby seat over here in the pasture.
There's an all wheel drive one for sale on in Taylor's, $500. Good body, bad motor.
Sounds like
you don't need no.
If it's got a bad 4.3 in it, there's something horrible had to happen to that thing.
It's got 2 million miles.
Somebody must have stole the motor out of it. Way it's a bad one.
I'll tell you who owns it. Hawkins.
Really?
Yes.
If it's messed up, he owns it probably. Exactly. So that makes sense.
I got it. Duramax swap it.
Yep.
I got a 5.9 Cummins in my Astro van.
Yep.
That's a little overkill.
There are 350 swaps that are common, LS swaps that are common in those, and I've been
but
tempted
you
to do it
that
mine.
That would be the sleeper.
How about the one with the Cadillac front end we were telling you about?
Yep.
That's a classy sleeper. You've been trying to figure out how. I didn't know they made an Escalade van.
You put a wreath on it, now it's classy.
It's classy.
Yep.
Now, I would probably say, Rob, yours was probably 70-something Corvette to an 80s Corvette to a...
Well, my mom drove. I mean, she had her own cars. But my mom always had cool cars. That was the thing. Like, my family wasn't like a typical family. Like, my mom, so I was born in 79. My dad bought my mom a new Monte Carlo in 79, and she hated it. So he went and bought her. She had it for a couple of years. And so he had her 83 Z28, 84 Z28. And I remember that. I don't remember the Monte Carlo, but I remember the Z28. It was maroon with the gold on the bottom, the gold IROC wheels, all that stuff. And then she went from that to a 442 Cutlass with
T-tops.
T-top. There you go. Those two.
Yeah.
Had T-tops on it. And from that, she went to a Cadillac Eldorado, two-door cars all the way across. And she went from that, from the Eldorado to an Expedition.
Been hard to get it at an IROC as a young kid. It'd be hard to get a baby seat in the back of that IROC.
They didn't have baby seats when I was a baby.
It came with baby seats.
Exactly.
Factory.
But I mean, that was the thing. Like you see now, like you got to be like all the way up to Rob's size. You gotta have a car seat now. And you haven't met Rob the great Tanzini, but he's high challenged. But what he lacks in height, he makes up for in true talent.
Yep.
But literally, like we're riding around in Vegas, and he was the only one that could fit in the third row seat. Yeah,
he kept
in the Highlander.
He kept on stepping on his beard.
I told him I better not get a ticket for you not being in a car seat. Yeah. But it's like, I mean, they didn't have car seats back then.
Do you remember sitting in the back of a 80 model Trans Am?
Yeah,
a Camaro.
Yeah, I remember it. And I remember there was no leg room because I was a husky kid. That's the best way to say it. I was husky.
They ate out a lot.
You were schmedium.
I wasn't schmedium. I was fat. That was it. Yeah, I like chili cheeseburgers at a young age.
That's where the clock and the dairy, Debbie's stuff come in.
And Little Debbie was my first crush, okay?
I still love that girl.
That girl gets me every time.
Walt Byer, damn, she's haunting me.
I'm telling you. I want to tell you something. Things that take you back. Oatmeal cream pies.
Oh, God.
That's there's nothing better in life.
Yep. I actually stopped at Speaks today. I actually got two of them in a drink.
I tell you something crazy that's from my childhood is every time I got off the bus, it was time for the Flintstones, and I was at my grandma's house, and every single day she'd make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. This has nothing to do with hot rods at all, but it's unless you consider the bus. But every time I hear the Flintstones now, I crave a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's crazy.
Every time I hear peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I crave a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I don't.
I do.
I love peanut butter, but I don't like jelly.
I like them on nanner sandwiches on peanut butter. And
are you a grape jelly guy?
Grape?
Yeah.
No, strawberry, son.
Strawberry jelly.
Yeah, I'm a strawberry guy myself. What about you, Sean?
About 2 days ago, those squeeze. We're talking about the Dukes and the squeeze. Got that in strawberry.
There you go.
You ain't got no Duke strawberry.
I don't have any.
Let me ask you a question before we go any further. What kind of mayonnaise do you use?
I don't.
I knew
you were gonna say is it Duke's helmet? You're gonna judge me on my choice.
Ain't a judgment.
Tim's like,
that's
you're not
here. We walk into a Walgreens in Las Vegas with Tim Greer, and the first thing he does, he goes down the aisle with his little cart, and he looks, and he goes, all they got is Miracle Whip.
Yep.
He's, I know they call this place Sin City, but just some stuff is not acceptable.
That's right.
He said, prostitution is frowned upon. This right here is just horrible, okay? You know what I'm saying. There's a hobo in the street. That doesn't bother him. Miracle Whip on the shelf, what's wrong with this place?
If you go outside of the Southeast, you're not finding Dukes.
I know. Yeah. I know. He's going to start bootlegging.
I've got it in little packs in my console of my car right now.
Oh, man.
In case I go into DTs.
He squirts it in.
That's the best thing about the Beacon in Spartanburg,
They got the packets.
They got the packets, and you can put as many as you want in your pocket. Last you all day.
get you through the day.
Oh, I got a mild headache. Let's find the Dukes.
Put some Dukes on it.
Hey, you put that stuff on anything.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Matt, my cameraman was limping around the scene, but Tim rubbed a little Dukes on his knee. That boy was walking around like new money.
That's right.
Joint pain, arthritis, try Dukes.
That stuff will fix anything.
What a way to end the show.
I'm telling you guys, we are all out of time. It's done flew by.
It has.
Guys, I want to thank everybody for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.